有一次呢，我去了一个教会里面讲道完了以后呢，就参加他们的小组讨论。
One time I traveled to another church and after the sermon's over, I joined a small group meetings.
那么讨论的题目呢，就是我们怎么去解决我们的罪。
The question at hand was how do we resolve our sins?
那么有一位姊妹呢，她就分享，就是她她说呢，她常常讲话呢，就会讲错话，得罪人。
And one sister shared that a lot of times when she talked, she would misspoke and actually offend other people.
那么圣灵提醒她呢，她就会去人家面前去道歉。
So the Holy Spirit would convict her, and she would ask for forgiveness with other people.
那么她说她以后呢，讲话就会小心一点。
So afterwards, she would speak very carefully.
另外一个分享呢，就是说她知道呢，她说她知道有另外一个姊妹呢，也有同一个问题。那么呢，她讲错话呢，就会讲自己的嘴巴的。
So another sister would actually would recognize the same thing, which she would actually slap her mouth when she does that.
当我听到的时候呢，我觉得呢，无可否认，就是他们对面对罪这个问题呢是很认真的。
So when I heard about this, it's undeniable that actually they treat sin very seriously.
但是问题呢，我在问自己，就是你长自己的嘴巴，是不是真的能够解决罪这个问题呢
？So I kind of wonder if you actually stop your mouth, does it really resolve the problem?
因为我们中国人，特别我们中国人呢，常常相信呢，只要有恒心。就是铁杵磨成针嘛，是这样子啊。
So we Chinese believe that if we have the perseverance, we can actually turn a raw iron rod into a needle.
但是保罗告诉我们呢，忠实神的儿女，你有决心，你有恒心。但是如果你靠自己呢，你其实还是没有能力去胜过罪。
But Paul will remind us, you can have these perseverance, but just with yourself, you cannot overcome sin.
其实，在罗马书的第七章里面，保罗就记载他与罪挣扎的经过。
In the book Romans chapter 7, Paul talks about his struggle with sin.
他讲到他不能靠自己胜过罪的原因呢。因为这个罪性就住在他的身体里面。
He talked about the reason why he cannot overcome sin is because his sinful nature abides within him.
所以呢，今天呢，我希望跟大家去从上一个角度去了解罪性。
So, today I'd like to share with you from a different angle about the sinful nature.
所以呢，第一段呢，就是七节到十三节讲到罪性呢是恶极的。
So the first part is chapter 7 to 13. You talk about how utterly sinful it is.
圣经告诉我们呢，我们每一个人里面呢都有一个犯罪的倾向。
The scripture tells us that we have the innate ability to inclination to sin, you know, within us.
那么我们就叫这个是罪性。
We call that sinful nature.
那么呢，这个其实是亚当犯罪带给人类的一个后果。
So this is the consequence of Adam's sin to lead to all men.
那么七节到十三节就是告诉我们呢，这个罪性是恶极的。
So the verse 7 to 13 tells us how sinful is for this sinful nature.
原因呢，不单指罪性会引诱我们犯罪。
Not only that the sinful nature will lead us to sin.
他会用一些就是这个圣洁的、公义的、良善的律法，去成为他的工具，去使我们犯罪。
So,
圣洁就是这个律法引诱我们犯罪。
So we actually would use a law to lead us to cause us to sin.
保罗呢在四到十三节里面呢解释呢罪是怎么利用律法去使我们犯罪呢？
Paul explains how in verse 7 to 13 the sin, how sin used the law to lead us to sin.
在第七节里面呢，保罗肯定律法是圣洁的。
Paul in verse 7 confirmed that the law is sinful.
Law is holy.
Oh, it's holy.
那么呢，他讲到第七节里面呢，他特别提到了就是，非律法说不可贪心，他就不知道什么是贪心。
Because the law says, you shall not covet. If the law hadn't said that, then you wouldn't know what is covet.
所以呢，律法的其中一个很重要的功用就是告诉我们什么是对，什么是错。
One of our very powerful use for sin is actually tell us whether or not we are sin or not sinning.
但是呢，圣经呢形容啊，罪本来呢还没有律法之前呢，在人的心里面呢，是好像一个冬眠的一个状态底下。
Because sin is almost like hibernating, unless it's waken up.
那么当诫命来到的时候呢，这个罪又活起来了。
So when the law came, sin came alive.
因为罪性呢会用律法去成为他的智慧，去引诱我们心里面诸般的贪心出来。
So because sin used the nature of law to actually bring the sin come alive.
这个呢就是我们上一次讲到保罗说我们因律法发出各样的恶欲，就是七章第五节里面所讲的这个意思。
really go back to chapter 7 verse 5 is actually how we actually can be controlled by the sinful nature.
在教会历史里面呢，有一个很出名的神学家。
In the church history, there is a theologian, a very famous theologian.
就是第四世纪的奥古斯丁。
And that is Saint Augustine in 14th century.
Fourth century.
Fourth century.
那么呢，他就记载在他年轻的时候呢，做过一件事情。
So he recorded when he was young, he did this certain thing.
他就是会去他邻居的，他邻居有一棵树，是上面有很多梨子的，他就会去偷这些梨子。
He confessed that when he had his neighbor had a pear tree, he would actually go steal the pears from the pear tree.
然后呢，他偷了以后呢，就他回想这个事情呢，他问自己为什么他会这样子做呢？
And when he actually stole it, he asked himself why did he do that?
是不是他肚子饿呢？
Was it because he was hungry?
是不是因为这些梨子很好吃呢？
Was it because the pear is very tasty?
他说都不是。
Neither one.
原因呢，就是他偷了以后呢，马上就交给这些猪去吃，他自己都没有吃。
So when he had stolen that, he actually threw away to the pigs. He didn't even eat it himself.
所以他的结论呢，就是他为什么偷？他偷的原因就是为了犯罪的快乐。
He asked himself, why did he steal? The reason for stealing is for the pleasure of sin.
罪性是怎么去发动我们里面的欲念呢？
How did the sinful nature trigger our terrible desire within us?
在十一节里面呢，他就讲到，因为罪趁着机会就执着诫命引诱我。
So it in verse 11 it says, sin seizing the opportunity afforded by the commandment deceived me.
那你听到了，中文翻译做引诱呢，其实它的意思呢是欺骗我的意思。
So in actually you see in the Chinese the temptation is actually in a way is deceiving me.
罪性引诱我们的欺骗我们的方法呢，就是 他就是告诉你犯罪是很快乐的。
Okay, how the sin does deceive me is actually to tell you how much pleasure it is for sinning.
为什么奥古斯丁会偷这些梨子呢？
Why did Augustine steal these pears?
这好像呢，箴言里面说呢，偷回来的水呢是甜的。
And it's almost it's what it, like it was recorded in the book of Proverbs, stolen water is sweet.
我在念大学的时候呢，我发觉了很多。大学生呢，他们去大学以后呢，就喝酒跟抽烟。
When I was in college, I discovered a lot of the college students once they got to college, they would drink alcohol and also smoke cigarettes.
你知道我在想为什么他们会这样子做呢
？I asked myself why would they do that?
因为一直以来呢，这些事情呢都是父母禁止他们不给他们做的。
But for the longest time, these are things that their parents prohibit them and not let them do.
现在他远离他们父母的控制了。
So now they are away from the control of their parents.
那么呢，这个罪性就引诱欺骗他们了。
So these sinful nature would deceive them.
他就会告诉他们。
It would tell them.
你抽烟，你喝酒，你就自由了。
So now you drink and smoke, and now you have the freedom.
你成为一个成人，你就快乐了。
Now you have become an adult. Now you're happy.
罪性是怎么用贪心这个事情去欺骗我们人呢？
How does sin use the covetousness to deceive us?
就是很多时候呢，他把一句话放在我们心里面。
And that is actually the sin put these words in the heart.
你知不知道为什么你现在这么不快乐？
Yeah, how do you know the reason why you're not that happy?
因为你没有这个东西。
Because you don't have this certain thing.
这个东西呢，可能是一个很漂亮的鞋子。
This is a thing. It could be some very beautiful pair of shoes.
可能是钱。
Maybe it's money.
可能呢是一个新的照相机。
Or maybe it's a brand new camera.
可能呢是你希望去旅游。
Or maybe it's you can go on vacation.
罪性会告诉你，只要你有这些东西，那么你就会满足。
And sin will tell you that once you have these things, you will be satisfied.
你就会喜乐。
And you will be happy.
你知道啊，真正的满足跟喜乐呢，在圣经告诉我们，都是只有神能够给我们的。
The scripture tells us that the true satisfaction and joy is only from God.
但是对一个贪婪的人呢，他就把神本来这些属于神的属性，就归给这些东西。
And they will be deceived in a way that what is truthfully rightfully belong to God, they actually belong to these things.
所以呢，这个就是为什么呢？圣经说呢。贪婪就是跟拜偶像是一样的。
That's why the scripture tells us that greed is almost like the same as idolatry.
原因就是我们把本来这是属于神的属性归给这些地上的东西。
And that is something that originally would belong to us. We have that belong to things of the world.
当人去相信罪性的欺骗的时候，我们就会犯罪，犯罪的后果就是死。
And once man would come to believe in the deceitfulness of sin, then we would actually of the world, then we would sin.
这个就是保罗说呢，罪执着拿良善的，就是律法了，叫我死，我就显出真是罪。叫罪因着诫命更显出是恶之了。
And that's why Paul says, nevertheless, in order that sin might be recognized as sin, he used what is good to bring about my death, so that through the commandment sin might become utterly sinful.
在14节到20节呢，保罗讲到罪性的另外一方面。
In verse 14 to 20, Paul talked about the other aspect of sin.
这个呢，就是罪性是住在我们里面。
And that is the sinful nature would abide within us, live within us.
保罗呢，在第七节到第十三节呢，一直都是用一个过去时来写的。
And Paul always had been using the, from verse 7 to 13 is more of a past tense to describe things.
但是呢，到十四节开始呢，他就用开始用这个现在时去讲话。
Beginning in verse 14, he started using a present tense.
所以呢，很多人相信呢，保罗是自在他从他信主以后了，他成为一个基督徒，他与罪挣扎的一个经验。
So Paul, a lot of people believe that in what Paul was talking about was his struggle with sin before he became a Christian.
但是呢，他形容他的挣扎的时候呢，在十四节呢，他就这样子说。
Once he was going through his struggling, in verse 14, he would say the following.
我们原晓得律法是属灵的，但我是属乎肉体的，是已经卖给罪。
So we know that the law is spiritual, but I am unspiritual, so as a slave to sin.
这一句话常常成为解经家的一个难题啊。
This verse became quite a struggle for people who tried to explain the scripture.
因为保罗呢，在六章的时候呢，已经讲到了我们是从信耶稣的人呢，是从罪里面去脱离了罪。
For Christians, we actually have been made apart from sin.
但是为什么呢？现在保罗呢，形容他自己呢，是一个卖给了罪的一个奴隶呢？
So why did Paul describe this that he himself would be sold as a slave to sin?
如果你看仔细的看第七章的时候，你会有一个发现。
So if you read chapter 7 very carefully, you will discover the following.
在第七章里面呢，差不多保罗呢没有提过圣灵。
So Paul did not mention anything about Holy Spirit in chapter 7.
他只大部分时间呢都是讲到律法。
And most of the time he talked about the law.
所以呢，保罗呢是，你可以说呢，保罗当时呢，虽然他是一个重生得救的一个基督徒。
So even though Paul was a born again Christian,
但是他不明白呢，成圣生活是怎么活出来的。
So he did not know how to live out the sanctified life.
所以他把自己呢，从再次摆在律法底下。
So he put himself under the law again.
结果呢，他里面的罪性呢，就用律法成为引诱欺骗保罗去犯罪。
So therefore, the law actually deceived Paul to actually lead him to sin again.
所以呢，他就再一次被罪性所控制。
So once again, he was controlled by his sinful nature.
我们圣经呢形容这些呢，就是好像在基督里面一个婴孩一样。
So we describe these as if these are infants within Christ.
所以呢，保罗在十四节到二十节呢，就讲到，当他把自己放在律法底下的时候，他与罪性挣扎是怎么的一回事。
So Paul, in a way, here in from verse 14 to 20, if he put himself under sin, he's almost like a struggling like a young child.
那么呢，我们看这段圣经的时候呢，其实我相信呢，很多基督徒，包括我自己呢，有共同的经历。
So I believe a lot of Christians, including myself, we have a similar kind of experience.
一方面呢，就是你看见保罗呢，他信了耶稣以后，真的在内心里面有一个改变。
So you see that just like Paul, after became a Christian, has true inner changes.
十四节里面讲到呢，他是愿意去行善的。
Verse 14 it says it talked about willing to do good.
他是恨恶罪恶的。
He actually hates sin.
他也承认呢，神的律法呢是善的。
He also acknowledges God's law is good.
但是保罗是一个有心无力的一个基督徒。
But Paul at the time was actually willing to do good and yet does not have the strength.
他说我所愿意的我不做，我所恨恶的我倒去做。
He said actually what I hate I do and what I want to do I don't do.
这个就是圣经告诉我们。 基督徒你单靠决心呢，其实是没有办法去胜过我们的罪性。
But it's just like what Scripture telling us, if you actually try to do good based on perseverance, you cannot overcome sin.
其中一个最大的原因呢，就是十七节里面呢告诉我们。 我们的罪性呢是住在我们里头的。
The most important thing is what's described in verse 17. Our sin is actually living in me.
你知道，如果罪性呢是在外面的人的外面。
If you see that if sin is actually outside of ourselves,
那么我们可以用不同的方法去导住他进来，引诱我们，欺骗我们的方法。
So we can actually find all kinds of ways to stop him from coming in.
我们可以不看，我们可以不听。
We can actually keep our eyes from seeing, keep our ear from listening.
但是圣经却告诉我们，我们的罪性是在我们里头的。
But the scripture tells us that actually our sinful nature is right within us.
是我们人的一部分。
So it's actually part of our human being.
就好像一个寄生虫在我们身体里面一样。
It's almost like a parasite who live within us.
其实保罗当他形容他与罪性的关系是很密切的。
So when Paul talked about his relationship with sin, is actually a very intimate relationship.
到一个地步呢，是不可分割。
To the point actually cannot be separated.
因为15、16节呢，讲到我做什么什么事情。
So in verse 15, it talks about whatever I do and so on and so.
但是17节呢，他就说。 其实不是我做的，是罪性做的。
But in verse 17, it actually talks about it wasn't me, it was sin who was doing it.
这个就是为什么呢？我今天选我的题目呢，就是my evil twins.
So this is why I chose my topic this morning as my evil twin.
就是我们的罪性呢，好像我的邪恶的一个孪生的兄弟一样。
So it's if actually sin is like an evil part of me that I cannot separate.
另外一个为什么呢？保罗说呢，他立志行善，但是呢，他不能行出来呢。
But there is another reason why Paul desired to do what is good, but he cannot act it out.
他就在18节里面呢告诉我们，因为罪性里面是没有良善的。
But in verse 18, it tells us that actually within sinful nature, there is no good.
这个就是有一个作者叫John Owen呢，他形容了罪性住在我们里头，那么他的王位就是人的心。
There's an author called John Owen. He talked about the sin living in him, and his crown is actually the man's heart.
他就是好像一个王帝坐在我们的心上面一样。
He almost like a king sitting on top of our heart.
这个也是为什么圣经呢形容了我们人的心呢，比起万物都诡诈，歪到极处，谁能识透呢？
And this is also why the scripture talks about that actually the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it?
我觉得呢，很多时候呢，我们人的心呢，诡诈到一个地步，其实连我们自己也不知道我们自己是想什么的。
I believe that actually our heart is so wicked that sometimes we don't even know what we're thinking about.
最近有一个弟兄跟我说。
Recently, a brother talked to me.
不是我们教会的，别的教会的。他跟我说。
It was from another church.
他说，牧师，你应该买一条船呢。
Said, Pastor, you should buy yourself a boat.
因为呢，这个对你侍奉神很有帮助的。Because
it's actually very helpful for your ministry.
你知道我听了以后呢，就是真的有，我真的想去买一条船。So
when I heard about it, I actually thought about actually go and buy a boat.
但是我问自己。 你真的为了侍奉神呢，还是为了自己去钓鱼呢？
So I ask myself, do you actually really want to serve God, or is it do you actually want to go fish yourself?
我们很多时候我们说买房子买大一点呢。
A lot of times you talk about buying a house, buy a bigger one.
买车子买大一点呢，好一点呢。
Buy a car, actually get a nicer one, bigger one.
买照相机买一个贵一点呢。
You buy a camera, buy a nicer, more expensive one.
这是给神用吗？
Is it actually for the use of God?
还是为了自己？
Or is it for myself?
有一些人呢，他一直穿同一件衣服，穿很多很多年
了。Someone actually may wear the same clothing, for many years.
你真的满足你这件衣服吗？
Are you actually truly satisfied with this, clothing?
还是你希望人家去称赞你，你真是一个很敬虔的一个人？
Or actually you want someone to recognize actually how righteous you are.
最新的宝座他的王位就是我们的心。
And the sin, his crown is our heart.
我们其实唯一一个人，唯一一个能够看清楚人的心的就是神。
And God is the only one who actually can recognize, see through what's in man's heart.
所以这就是为什么大卫呢，他去求神。
And that is why King David, or David asked God.
他说呢，他求神，鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念。
And God, David said, search me, God, and know my heart, and test me and know my anxious thoughts.
罪性不但只是恶极
了。And the, not only sin is utterly sinful.
罪性还住在我们，住在我们里头。
Sin also live within us.
罪性还可以呢，去overpower 我们，就是制服我们。
And sin also can overpower us.
因为呢，罪性呢是一个反对神的一个律。
Because sinful nature is a law that is against God.
这个就是第三段，21到25节你们告诉我们的。
And this is the third section, verse 21 to 25, that's what it tells us.
21节里面呢，他说，我觉得有一个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在。
And actually, in verse, it says actually, find this law of work, although I want to do good, evil is right there within me.
什么叫一个律啊?
What is this law?
这是一个定理。
Is a...
那个 principle.
Oh, it's a principle.
就好像呢, 这个, 地身, 吸力一样, gravity.
It's just like, the law of gravity.
就是比方呢，你把一个南瓜抛往天上抛的时候
，and actually if you take a pumpkin and throw up in the sky，
如果没有其他力量去阻挡它的时候呢，它最后一定会掉下来。
If there is no other force acting on that, eventually the pumpkin will fall on the ground。
那么罪性也是同一样
，it's a sinful nature is the same way。
就是呢，它是一个反对神的一个律。
It's a law that is against God.
每一次当你愿意行善的时候，他就会必定要反对你。
And anytime you want to actually do good, it would be against you.
有些人觉得牧师没有这么严重啊，我一直没有感觉到罪性影响我啊。
And you may say, Pastor, it's not that serious. I never felt the sinful nature against me.
可能有一个很简单的原因。
Maybe there's a very simple reason.
因为罪性反对我们的时候呢，只有在我们行善的时候。
And it's when the sinful nature is against us is when actually we want to do good.
所以如果你活在罪里面的时候呢，你不会感觉罪性的存在的。
If you actually abide living within sin, you would not feel the sin is existence of sin.
就好像我们划船一样。
It's almost like when we're rowing a boat.
如果呢你是那这个水流去挖的时候，你一定觉得很困难呢。
When you actually row against the current, you feel that it's tough to row.
但是如果你顺着这个水流去划船的时候，你就不觉得困难了。
But if you actually try to row along the current, you don't feel that difficult.
所以呢， 唯一我们去感觉到罪性对我们的影响的时候，就是当我们立志去遵行神的旨意。
So the only time we will feel the presence of sin is when we're trying to live according to God's will.
那么你说罪性是怎么去反对神呢？
So we might say, how does this sinful nature living against God's will?
那么我想呢，有两个方法。
There are actually two ways.
第一，就是罪性令我们厌恶神。
The sinful nature make us feel that they actually against feel like they actually were against God.
就是呢，你不喜欢做神的事情。
And that is, you don't feel like doing God's work.
你会不会好像有的时候你觉得看早上灵修呢，就好像交功课一样
？Do you feel that when you're actually having morning devotion, it's almost like doing homework?
就是你一点兴趣都没有。
You have no desire at all.
但是呢，我们看新闻呢，看其他东西呢，我们就你不用就是提醒我的。我每一早晨我都会去看今天新闻有什么讲。
So, but if you're watching news or other things, that you cannot really stop me. I love to actually watch that.
有的时候呢，你会有没有发觉，就是当我们侍奉神的时候呢，都是有气无力的。
So a lot of times you might find that when you are trying to serve God, you actually don't feel like the desire to do so.
这是呢，我们一方面侍奉神，我们一方面呢可能会埋怨。
On one hand, you may be serving God. On the other hand, you may be complaining.
其实虽然我是一个牧师，其实我也面对这些困难。
Even though I'm a pastor, sometimes I feel the same way.
就是好像圣经说的，我们愿意为善的时候呢，便有恶与我们同在。
It's like what the scripture said, when we want to do good, but the sin is against us.
还有呢，罪性是怎么去对抗神呢
？How does actually sinful nature be against God？
另外一个方法呢，就是他反对神的，就是用你可以说用武力了，就是用直接的对抗神了。
So be actually directly fighting against God？
就好像呢，你要把一个人成为。做他做奴隶的时候呢，你就要强逼他。
So it's not like you are trying to make someone to be slave. You force him against his will.
罪性会，当我们去侍奉神、去遵守神的旨意的时候，他就要你吃苦啊。
So when we actually want to serve God along to God's will, they actually make you suffer.
好像呢，如果你是一个学生，你要在学校里面过一个圣洁的生活的时候呢，你会面对你同学的排斥。
So, if you are like a student, you want to live a holy life, you will be struggle against your students, fellow students.
你传福音的时候呢，你会面对人家去笑你啊。
So when you are trying to share the gospel, people will laugh, may laugh at you.
当你祷告的时候呢，罪性会影响你，就是特别你祷告的时候呢，会想起很多其他事情的。
So when you're trying to pray, the devil will actually make you think about other things.
就是呢，他让这些事物前你的心。
So they want to use these things of the world to seep into your heart.
另外一个方法就是罪性会欺骗我们，好像我们刚刚提过了。
So another way is a sinful nature would deceive us, just like what we talked about.
他会告诉你，今天不灵修不打紧呢，明天再看两倍就可以了。
So you might say that it's okay to not to have devotion today, so tomorrow you just make it up for doing twice.
你不跟这个人传福音不打紧呢，你下一次还有机会啊。
So it's okay to not share the gospel with this person. You have another chance next time.
他会告诉你，讲谎话，其实也不是完全不对啊。
So he'll actually tell you the lie, but it's not totally wrong.
只要你不伤害人就可以了。
As long as you don't hurt anybody.
这个就是 这个罪性对抗神的一个律。
This is the law that actually be against God. That's one way.
当保罗与罪性征战的时候，他认识到罪性的是恶质了。
So when Paul is experiencing fighting against sin, he finds that sin is utterly sinful.
他明白罪性是住在他的心里面。
He recognizes that the sin is living within him.
他也知道罪性是一个对抗神的一个律。
So he also recognizes that the sin is a law that is against God.
所以他在最后24、25节呢，他就做了一个一个总结。
So he actually concluded in verse 24 and 25.
他说我真苦啊，谁能救我脱离那垂死的身体呢？
So he said, what a wretched man I am, who will rescue me from this body to subject you to death?
25节他说感谢神，靠着我的主耶稣基督就能脱离了，这样看来我以内心顺服神的律，我的肉体却顺服罪的律了。
Thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then I myself, my mind, am a slave to God's law, but my sinful nature a slave to the God law of sin.
我记得我二十多年前曾经在团契带查经，就是带罗马书第七章。
So many years ago, maybe 20 years ago, when I was leading this Bible study in a small group, I was leading about these verses.
我一点都不明白保罗在第七章里面所讲的话。
I did not understand what Paul is saying in chapter 7.
二十四节呢，我能够明白，就是我们都觉得与罪挣扎是很痛苦的。
I can understand verse 24, where it's very painful to struggle with sin.
但是我不明白二十五节保罗说耶稣基督就是这个答案，但是同时他就说他好像在这个内心是顺服神的律，但是身体是顺服罪的律。
So I can instead see that Jesus Christ the answer that himself he in a slave to God's law, but is it the sinful nature slave to the law of sin?
我现在在看的时候，过了这么多年以后呢，我现在明白为什么耶稣基督是这个答案。
And after many years now, I recognize why Jesus Christ is the answer.
耶稣基督为了我们做了两个事情。
Jesus Christ accomplished two things for us.
让我们因为他做了这两个事情呢，我们可以胜过罪。
He allows us to do these two. With these two things, he allows us to overcome sin.
第一个就是第七章的第六节里面。他已经讲了。
The first one actually was discussed earlier in the verse 6.
这是耶稣把我们在这个捆我们的律法上死了，现今就脱离律法。
But by dying to what once bound us, we have been released from the law, so we're served in the way of the Spirit.
这句话告诉我们，我们基督徒是面对律法呢，是一个死向律法死的一个人。
This tells us as Christian, when we face the law, we are like almost death to the law.
这个是我们唯一能够摆脱，这是罪性用律法去引诱我们犯罪的方法。
This is the only way to allow us to be released from the sinful nature that actually causes the sin.
那么这个就是当我们信耶稣的时候，与基督同时同埋葬同复活的时候，耶稣为我们做的。
This is also the time that we have died with Jesus on the cross and also buried and also resurrected. This is what Jesus had done for us.
另外一件事情耶稣为我们做的。
This and the second thing that Jesus had done for us is
就是他派圣灵住在我们的心里面。
That is, he actually sent the Holy Spirit to be in our heart.
那么保罗就用第八章全章很尝试的告诉我们，基督徒是怎么可以靠圣灵去胜过罪。
And then in the chapter 8 is how he actually tells us to allow to use the Holy Spirit to allow us to overcome sin.
这个就是在 他所讲的，我们是按圣灵的信愿信仰去服侍主的意思。
And that is how we can actually, you know, live according to the will of the Holy Spirit to serve God.
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our hand and pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Dear Jesus, we thank you.
因为你为我们所成就的事情，我们现在就是有这个力量去胜过罪。
Because of what you accomplished for us, now that we have the strength to overcome sin.
求主常常给我们一个就是警醒的心去面对我们里面的罪性。
So we ask you to give us an alert heart to actually address the sin that we have.
监察我们的心，知道我们有没有罪在里面。
Examine our heart to see if there is sin within us.
叫我们怎么不靠自己，不把自己放在律法里面去侍奉你。
Allow us to not to rely upon ourselves, or only to serve so that we can serve you.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.